is Wade Reske with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Wielding a barrage of fictitious news stories and doctored assertions by one of the world's biggest auditing firms, KPMG, former South African President Zuma managed to thwart scrutiny into his own taxes, his family affairs, and his allies' finances. A governmental reorganization proposal from the Trump administration would merge the labor and education departments and eliminate many other agencies, as well as moving food stamps into a welfare department and out of the agriculture department, but it is mainly about scaling back social programs to make it easier to gut entitlements. Saudi Arabian restrictive guardianship system is a mix of law and custom under which women remain dependents of male relatives, a father, husband, brother, uncle or son, their whole lives. Teamsters negotiators said that they were tentatively agreed to a new 5-year contract with United Parcel Service, UPS, a deal that promises to raise wages for existing workers and creates a new class of lower-paid drivers to handle weekend deliveries. Wages would start for part-time drivers at $13 per hour, and the package would provide raises of $4.15 over the term. The contract covers 230,000 workers, one of the largest in the U.S. Protesters confronted Trump ICE director Kirstjen Nielsen and anti-immigrant White House advisor Stephen Miller as they ate at an upscale Mexican restaurant in Washington, shouting shame about their roles in family separation. NFL Tampa Bay quarterback Jameis Winston is reportedly being suspended 3 games at the beginning of the season for groping a female Uber driver in the latest instance of sexual abuse connected to this player. North Platte, Nebraska, with more job listings than applicants, has extended a special offer to employers. It will match signing bonuses for out-of-town hires up to $5,000. St. Clair County in Michigan is advertising $15,000 payouts to STEM graduates who decide to live in its rural area expanses. The state of DeMont has recently approved a fund to pay $10,000 to employees who relocate to their state. In 2015, China deployed drones carrying radio scanners to catch students who were using electronic devices to cheat. Algeria is trying to stop cheating by turning off the internet during testing. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.